It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Let's get the latest now on the uproar surrounding phone hacking within Rupert Murdoch's media empire. The scandal has now reached the highest echelons of the British police. And over the weekend, it claimed the job of the head of Scotland Yard. That's the country's most senior policeman. We're joined from London now by NPR's Philip Reeves to talk about what's happened. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
So why did the head of Scotland Yard resign?
Well, this is a gentleman called Sir Paul Stevenson, and it's all about the relationship at a senior level between his force, the London Metropolitan Police, and Rupert Murdoch's News of the World. There have long been allegations this relationship got out of hand and that the two became far too close. Now it's emerged that Stevenson's force hired a former News of the World deputy editor as an advisor from 2009 to 2010. That same journalist, a guy called Neil Wallace, was arrested a couple of days ago. Wallace was working at the News of the World at the time the hacking took place. Very embarrassing for the police. The underlying general question is, did this relationship, this cosy relationship between the police and News International, the owners of the News of the World, affect the way the police handled allegations that journalists were hacking into people's voicemail? Was this one of the reasons that the police declined to open their original, very perfunctory first inquiry?
Is it clear, Phil, whether Stevenson is admitting personal fault here, or is this a case where he's saying the buck stops with me?
He says he's actually leaving the job with his integrity intact. But there is another complication. It emerged over the weekend that he accepted a freebie at a health spa, and that Neil Wallace, the News of the World deputy editor I mentioned a moment ago, did PR work for that spa. Stevenson says this has nothing to do with Wallace and that he obeyed all the rules and he declared this stay at the spa as a gift officially and so on. But that is feeding into the mix and complicating the issue.
Now, meanwhile, this is, of course, a huge political brouhaha. Lots of questions being raised about how the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is handling all of this.
Yes, they are. There are many questions, and among the people raising them is, in fact, Stevenson. In his resignation speech yesterday, Stevenson drew attention to the fact that Cameron also, for a while, had a News of the World man working for him, the former editor, no less, Andy Coulson, and he was his communications chief. Coulson's also since been arrested. Stevenson seemed to be saying that he, Stevenson, had accepted responsibility and fallen on his sword for employing a News of the World man as he did. But what had the Prime Minister done? Now, Cameron's in South Africa today, and he's been fighting back. He's saying there's no comparison between his relationship with Coulson and the police hiring someone who turns out to be involved in alleged crimes that they, the police, are supposed to be investigating.
I mean, lots of names to try to keep straight here. Lots of arrests that we're hearing about. More every day, it seems. Bottom line is, this has become just a huge scandal, reaching all layers of British politics, media, society, police, everything.
That's true, and it's going to run and run. And I think it's adding to this sense that people in authority have lost their way. And it's a kind of a sense that the establishment is now appearing in political debate quite regularly, need to be brought to book. Remember, this is coming on the heels of the banking crisis, and people blame bankers for their recklessness and their greed and their continuing acceptance of big bonuses, and a scandal here over MPs, parliamentarians, fiddling their expenses.
Before we let you go, Phil, we want to get up to speed on Rebecca Brooks and what's happening with her. She was, of course, until late last week, the chief executive in charge of Rupert Murdoch's newspapers in Britain. She was arrested over the weekend. She's now out on bail. Lots of questions about what happens next for her, whether she'll be able to testify in front of the parliamentary inquiry that's investigating all these charges.
Well, not long ago, her lawyer spoke on her behalf, saying she's not guilty of any criminal offence. He says that the police interviewed her for 9 hours after arresting her yesterday, but put no allegations to her of any crime. As for appearing before a parliamentary committee tomorrow, and by the way, all eyes are now on that committee hearing, he said that Brooks is willing to attend, but it's up to the committee and parliament to decide whether to go ahead or to postpone her appearance.
Okay, thanks so much, Phil.
You're welcome.
That's the latest from London from NPR's Philip Reeves. And one more update to this story. The number two at Scotland Yard, John Yates, also submitted his resignation this morning.